Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will talk with co-owner and promoter Matthew Mounts of Rival Pro Showdown Wrestling. Indiana escapes a two-point win at Western Kentucky. Hoosier hysteria this Saturday. The Indianapolis Colts, the Indiana Fever. We will have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, and we will look ahead to the week in IU Athletics. But before we get to the top stories, I would like to dedicate tonight's show to the memory of my friend Kelly McGill, who passed away last week at the age of 49. Kelly was like a brother to me. He and his wife Tammy have been really good friends. We go out to dinner once a week. We hang out all the time. He loved IU sports. He loved the Colts. He loved to be outdoors. He was a great family man, and he will be missed, and dedicate this show to Kelly McGill, gone way too soon at the age of 49. The Indiana Hoosiers escaped with a two-point win, 33-31, on the road Saturday night against the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers in front of 25,171 fans at L.T. Smith Stadium in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The Hoosiers led 14-0 at the end of the first quarter, scoring on their first two possessions. Hilltoppers kept fighting back, trailing 23-14 at half. Western Kentucky was able to get within 2 points, but the Hoosiers responded and held on for the win. Michael Penix Jr. has his best game, 35 of 53, passing for 373 yards. No touchdowns, no interception, although he ran for a touchdown, was sacked 3 times, but he's bounced back from his struggles this season. Stephen Carr, 109 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns, including the game winner, with 4:27 left in the game. Peyton Hendershot had 7 receptions for 100 yards, along with 10 receptions and 98 yards from Ty Freifogel. Peyton Hendershot had 7 receptions for 100 yards, along with Charles Campbell hitting 3 field goals. Western Kentucky was led by quarterback Bailey Zappi, who was 31 of 44, passing for 365 yards and 3 touchdowns, and was not sacked the entire game. Indiana was wearing helmet decals to honor team doctor Andy Hipskin, who passed away earlier in the week due to cancer. Indiana is 2-2 and remains on the road this Saturday when they travel to Penn State to face the 4-0 and 4th-ranked Nittany Lions. Kickoff is for 7:30 and will be shown nationally on ABC. After a long 18 months away, Indiana men and women's basketball fans will get to finally see their teams this Saturday when Hoosier Hysteria kicks off the college basketball season. The doors will open at 2:30. And attendance is free with open seating. However, attendees are asked to bring a canned food item to donate to the Hoosier Hills Food Bank. The event is expected to last 90 minutes and will conclude in plenty of time for Hoosier fans to be able to watch the IU-Penn State game, which is later that night. Of course, Indiana men's basketball coming off a rough season with Archie Miller being let go and new coach Mike Woodson coming in, Hoosier alum as well. And then the women will be back after their Elite Eight run in the NCAA tournament last season. It should be a fun event. Always a slam dunk contest, a 3-point shootout, some skills challenges, and of course the players' introductions, getting to come out to whatever music they pick and dancing around, throwing t-shirts in the crowd, and having an awesome time. So after a long 18 months away for fans, they finally get to get back into Assembly Hall to see their team in action, and it will be a fun time. The Indianapolis Colts fell to 0-3 on the season, lost to the Tennessee Titans 25-16 in Nashville Sunday afternoon. The Colts are 0-3 for the first time since 2011. Carson Wentz, who was questionable coming into the game after spraining both ankles last week, started the game and was 19 of 37 passing for 194 yards. Nyheim Hines scored on a 9-yard touchdown run for the Colts to make it 7-7 with 10:19 to go before halftime. Rodrigo Blankenship hit 3 field goals from 24, 28, and 43 yards. Ryan Tannehill was 18 of 27 passing for 197 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Former Indiana Hoosier Nick Westbrook Akine caught an 18-yard touchdown pass for his first career NFL touchdown. Westbrook Akine has played the last 2 years with the Titans after being undrafted in 2020. The Colts were hit with the injury bug as defensive end Quiddy Pay was ruled out with an injured hamstring. All-pro Quentin Nelson hurt his right ankle early in the second quarter and was carted off to the locker room. The Colts remain on the road next Sunday to face the Miami Dolphins, and the game can be seen on CBS. The Indy 11 will debut a new women's soccer team in 2022 as part of the new United Women's Soccer League. Announcements surrounding its W League entry, name, logo, branding, home venue, and training locations staffing model will be coming in the future. For more about the new league debuting next year, you can visit www.uslwleague.com. The Indy 11 was founded in 2013, with its men's professional team joining the USL Championship in 2018. The club currently has a robust youth structure that includes small group training camps and clinics for boys and girls at 6 years of age. Just over a year ago, the club launched the Indy 11 Youth Soccer Program, a grassroots initiative to design and grow the accessibility to the sport to keep families connected to the game by supporting 15,000 recreational players and partner clubs across the Hoosier State. The season is over for the WNBA's Indiana Fever. The Fever finished 6-26 and on a 7-game losing streak. They win 4 games at home this season after getting off to a rough start, 0-4. They beat Washington 89-77, then went on a 12-game losing streak, then won 3 in a row, beating Connecticut, New York, and Atlanta. Lost 2 more, beat Dallas 83-81 August 20th, lost at Las Vegas by 16, and then their final win was August 31st against the Los Angeles Sparks 74-72. The Fever were bit with a lot of injuries, though Kelsey Mitchell leads the way for the Fever in scoring with 569 points. Tiffany Mitchell with 336. Tierra McCallan, who was a double-double machine, with 361, followed by Danielle Robinson with 237. So a rough year for the Indiana Fever, but they will get back to it next year in Bankers Life and Indiana Farmers Coliseum. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. Well, in high school football, Bloomington South undefeated beat Southport 35-13. Panthers 6-0 at Columbus North Friday for a big Conference Indiana showdown. Bloomington North 5-1. Score 69 against the New Albany Bulldogs, 69-45 the final. The Cougars, 539 yards of offense. New Albany, 535 yards. Cody Miklos, 6 touchdowns, 259 yards, and 4 rushing touchdowns, 127 receiving yards, and 2 touchdowns. The Cougars have a big one Friday, hosting Indianapolis Roncalli, who is 6-0. 7 o'clock. Edgewood 1-4, lost at Indian Creek 27-15. They host Sullivan this Friday at 7 o'clock. In boys soccer, Bloomington South lost to Columbus North 1-0. Bloomington North beat Terre Haute South 6-3. In girls soccer, Bloomington South tied Columbus North 1-1. Edgewood beat Bloomfield 7-0, lost to Greencastle 4-3 on penalty kicks after a 0-0 draw. In the girls golf sectional at Cascades, Columbus East won with a score of 344. Bloomington South was fourth with a score of 378. Melanie Southern had a 78 to advance to the regional as an individual. However, at the regional in Washington, she shot an 85 and will not advance. Bloomington North was fifth at the sectional with a score of 391. Darian Lafferty had an 82 to advance to the regional. She shot an 87 in the regional and will not advance. Edgewood was 8th at the sectional with 413. Evansville North won the girls regional at Country Oaks in Washington with a score of 293. In girls volleyball, White House Christian beat White River Valley 3-0 and lost to Shackamack 3-0. Bloomington South beat Bedford North Lawrence 3-0, lost to Center Grove 3-0. At the Brebeuf tourney, they lost to Tri-West 2-0. Hamilton Southeastern 2-0 beat Indianapolis Chittard 2-0 and Terre Haute South 2-1. Edgewood beat Greenwood Christian Academy 3-0. Bloomfield 3-1 and Owen Valley 3-0, and Bloomington North beat Eastern Green 3-0. Girls cross country, Bloomington North was 2nd at the Culver Invitational, the JV 7th at the Bedford North Lawrence Invitational, Bloomington South was 4th at the Shelbyville Invite, Lighthouse Christian 11th at the Bedford North Lawrence Invitational, Edgewood 3rd at the Western Indiana Conference Meet with 80 points, and 8th at the Bedford North Lawrence Invitational. Boys cross country, Bloomington South 6th at the Shelbyville Invite, Bloomington North tied for 2nd with Floyd Central at the Bedford North Lawrence Invitational, Edgewood was 3rd at the WIC meet with 100 points, 7th at the Bedford North Lawrence Invite, Lighthouse Christian 13th at the Bedford North Lawrence Invite. Boys tennis, Edgewood beat South Putnam 4-1, Martinsville 3-2, lost to Bloomington South 4-1, Bloomington South beat Edgewood 4-1, and in 4th grade girls basketball, the St. Charles Hawks beat the St. Mark's Lions 16-15 in overtime. That is a look at your Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard. When we come back, we will talk to co-owner and promoter of Rival Pro Showdown Wrestling, Matthew Mounts. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479 or online at bbmoving812.com.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to welcome in my guest. He is co-owner and promoter of Rival Pro Showdown Wrestling based here in Bloomington, Matthew Mounts. Matthew, it is great to have you. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So let's get into Rival Pro Showdown Wrestling. Let's talk about the history of this promotion. How long have you guys been around?
We have been around for about 2 to 3 years. We've done 3 shows so far. Obviously, the COVID era kind of hit us, but we're coming back and we're trying to come back with a vengeance.
Were you one of the founders? How'd you get involved?
Yeah, I'm one of the founders. Myself, Tyler Kay, and Renee Lucas started this promotion. And I used to work with Infinity Pro, which had been around since about 2010 in a more supportive role. But once they left town, there was a slot to fill, and we filled it.
So given the history and just the fact that you've only had a couple shows, what's your biggest takeaway so far from getting to do these? What are you looking for in terms of your audience and trying to just keep growing this brand?
I feel a connection with the Bloomington community. I want this to feel like Bloomington's own wrestling promotion, you know, and we're trying to up the ante as far as talent and production all the time. We want it to feel like a big show on a smaller scale, if that makes sense.
So you're going to be at the Indiana National Guard Armory on October the 9th. Who are some of the big names? I know you guys are bringing in a special guest, so What should fans expect when they come to one of these?
Yeah, not to bury the lead, Al Snow will be our big special guest. He'll address the audience. He'll be there to sign autographs, interact with the crowd. Beyond that, we have some big matches, including Ringo Loco versus Matt Cross. They're both international stars, been around the world, plying the craft. And they're going to give a high, like, energy, sort of high-flying match. We've got, let's see, Arrow Boy. Arrow Boy is a luchador from Mexico. He's flying in, doing a loop here in the States, and he's coming here. He's going to be facing Trey Lamar, who's an up-and-coming star. Expect to see him on television within a few years. Our main event, Jake Something, who's an Impact Wrestling star, will be facing KLD, Kevin Lee Davidson, and Madman Fulton, who's also an Impact Wrestling star. We've got an 8-match card, a lot for the fans.
You talked about some of the guys from Impact Wrestling. That is one of the big promotions, along with All Elite Wrestling and, of course, World Wrestling Entertainment. How much of that did you watch growing up? And with the fact that All Elite Wrestling is coming in now to its own and challenging WWE, how much of an impact do you think that has trickling down to you guys with Rivals Pro Showdown?
Well, growing up, I watched everything and still do. But I think AEW and WWE sort of, I mean, I don't know if it'll be like WWF and WCW back in the day, but I feel like just wrestling getting hot again will help us. People caring about it again will help us. I think the independents will grow because of this. I just see nothing but good things for wrestling in the future.
You mentioned one of the guys that's coming in is a luchador. Of course, they are some of the most popular wrestlers in the world, with guys like Rey Mysterio, Sin Cara, those type of guys that have, you know, made that tradition so important. And just talk about their impact that they have on the sport and the fact that you've talked about that these guys are high flyers.
Yeah, Arrow Boy is great. I'm so glad we were able to get him the last show that we got him. And he's made us a priority, which is crazy to think, like, and especially in this era where he has to come across the country, leave Mexico, come here. He's making a loop, and he specifically wanted to be on our show, which is, like, so cool, and I appreciate it so much. Yeah, Lucha, I mean, it's wrestling everywhere you go has its own culture. There's Lucha in Mexico. There's the British style. There's Japanese style. And for us to be able to get someone from Mexico who's a great luchador is really special and really cool.
You talked about your co-promoters and owners, Rene Lucas and Tyler Kay, and yourself. How much time do you guys put into this? I'm sure this is a daily effort.
Yeah, so we can't run as consistently as we'd like to, but so far we've ran 2 shows a year. I'd like to at least get quarterly at some point, but for us it takes a long time to plan a show, but we all do our individual parts. I think we make for a good team, but yeah, it takes a while to plan a good show. So
have all your events been here in Bloomington?
So far, yes.
So you'll be at the National Guard Armory on October the 9th, at 6 p.m. bell time. Again, one thing that you and I just talked about before the interview was the fact that AEW, WWE, Impact, they're, of course, in big arenas and big stadiums. This, of course, is a small setting. So fans are going to expect that these guys are going to be right there, and you're as up close and as personal as you can get with these guys.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Like, it's very personal. It's very intimate. And I feel like the fans that have come to our shows before maybe didn't expect the type of scale or type of level of show that we've given them. And I hope we can continue to outdo expectations as we go forward.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Matthew Mounts from Rival Pro Showdown Wrestling after this quick timeout. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Hi, this is head coach Eric Anderson of the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team, and I listen to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest, Matthew Mounts, co-promoter and owner of Rival Pro Showdown Wrestling. Matthew, we were talking about the event October 9th at the Indiana National Guard Armory, 6 o'clock, a big card. One thing that I haven't heard is, are women involved in this? You know, there are a lot of women wrestlers, a lot of really great women wrestlers. Are they involved in your promotion?
Oh, yeah. We have one wrestler who's been consistent with us is Jay Lee. She started in Ohio Valley Wrestling, and she'll be on the card. Her opponent to be determined. But we will have a women's match on the card.
Now, are there any special matches? You know, you see these in the big high promotions like the Steel Cage, you know, No Holds Barred. Are there any of those matches on the card for this?
Well,
or am I tipping your hand?
Well, for this show, we've got a triple threat main event, which is Jake Something versus KLD versus Madman Fulton. In the past, we've done some matches like we did a coffin match our last show. We had the Monster Abyss from TNA Wrestling. His last match was with us here in Bloomington in a Monsters Ball match, which was his signature match. So we've had some specialty matches, but this might be one of our more traditional cards as far as, you know, gimmick matches or whatever.
You talked about the coffin match. There's, of course, Darby Allin in All Elite Wrestling who uses his signature coffin drop. And,
he had a coffin match recently.
And had a coffin match as well. He is definitely, I think, one of the up-and-comers in wrestling.
Who are
some of the guys that you follow? Who are some of the guys growing up that you liked?
When I was younger, my favorites were Bret Hart, big Bret Hart guy, Mick Foley, Mankind, X-Pac. When I was a kid, I loved X-Pac, Sting. Yeah, and just from there, as I got older, Punk and Daniel Bryan and those sort of guys. Yeah.
What do you think of the guys like CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, now Bryan Danielson, Sting, all of them seeming to go over to All Elite Wrestling?
I think they just get more freedom there. I think Punk wasn't likely to go back to WWE ever. And the fact that there's another place where you have creative freedom and there's a billionaire in charge. So, like, they've got a lot of money to play with. I love it. I'm so glad that there's this alternative to the WWE. And I still like the WWE, but it's just, you know, you need chocolate and vanilla, you know?
Of course, you mentioned that Al Snow was coming. He's a WWE legend. What is your favorite part about Al Snow besides some of the things that he says.
My God, like, he is such a wealth of, like, wrestling knowledge that you wouldn't even believe. He, you know, people kind of remember some silly stuff that he used to do, like when he was European champion and he would come out and Lederhosen or whatever, you know, like representing every different country of Europe. But like, he knows professional wrestling in and out, and he's the current promoter for Ohio Valley Wrestling in Louisville, Kentucky, which produced some of the biggest stars of the millennium era. You know, John Cena, Randy Orton, Batista. I can't even believe we got him, honestly. So,
well, that's a major accomplishment, and kudos to you, to Renee and Tyler. We only got a couple minutes, so promote the show here on October 9th. Where can people get tickets? All the information. Also, where can they find you on social media?
So you can look up Rival Showdown Pro Wrestling on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Our tickets are being sold on Eventbrite, if you want to look up Rival Showdown. October 9th, 3380 South Walnut, the National Guard Armory. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7. Be there. It's going to be a good time. And for those of you who are adult, there will be beer.
How kid-friendly are these events?
Very kid-friendly. We're nothing crazy. It's not going to be a bloody mess. It's going to be family-friendly. We want to cast the widest net possible and let everyone have a good time.
I know it's hard to predict the future, but what is your thoughts on, obviously, you finally get to have fans back after the COVID pandemic. What are your thoughts? What are your plans going forward for future shows?
That's hard because, yeah, the pandemic, that's a hard nut to crack. But we are going to try and do things as safely as possible, as responsibly as possible. But hopefully things will go forward. We can just continue to have shows and give something for people to just bring their family and have a good time.
Well, Matthew, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much for joining me. Congratulations and good luck to you and Renee and Tyler, and look forward to pro wrestling here in Bloomington, October 9th at the Indiana National Guard Armory. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
My thanks to Matthew Mounts for being my guest this week. IU men's soccer hosts Michigan Friday at 5 o'clock on ESPNU. They are 5-2-1, beating Northwestern 2-1 and Michigan State 1-0. Women's soccer travels to Ohio State Thursday, 7 o'clock, hosts Michigan Sunday at 1. The women's soccer team, 8-2-1, beats Iowa 2-0 and Illinois 2-1. Women's volleyball travels to Ohio State Wednesday on the Big Ten Network, 6 o'clock. Hosts Penn State Saturday, 7 p.m. on BTN+. Plus, the women, 7-7, beat Michigan State 3-0 and lost to Purdue 3-0. Field hockey lost to Maryland 8-2 and won at Ball State 1-0. They are at Penn State Friday at 6 p.m. and Rutgers at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Cross country at the Joe Piney Invitational at Notre Dame, 11 a.m. on Friday. Men's golf competed today and tomorrow at the Wyndham Memorial Classic in Glencoe, Illinois. Women's golf finished 10th at the Badger Invitational in Madison, Wisconsin. And men's and women's swimming and diving host the Cream and Crimson Scrimmage this Friday at 3 o'clock. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.